Coming up next on Lutheran Radio UK.
Songs of Hope, a weekly reflection on the Psalms with Denise Seaman.
Welcome and thank you for joining me yet again this week as we read and explore the Scriptures, God's unchanging holy word of hope and joy. Even in the midst of earthly trials and sorrows, God's word reminds us that He is holy, righteous, and abounds in steadfast love towards us. Having paid the price for our salvation, dying on the cross for our sins so that we might be forgiven and made right with God, Jesus Christ has given the greatest comfort our souls could ever desire, eternal life with Him in heaven when at last we depart from the hardship of earthly life. Today's narration is on Psalm 116. I love the Lord because He has heard my voice and my pleas for mercy. Because He inclined His ear to me, therefore I will call on Him as long as I live. The snares of death encompassed me. The pangs of Sheol laid hold on me. I suffered distress and anguish. Then I called on the name of the Lord. O Lord, I pray, deliver my soul. Gracious is the Lord and righteous. Our God is merciful. The Lord preserves the simple. When I was brought low, He saved me. Return, O my soul, to your rest, for the Lord has dealt bountifully with you. For you have delivered my soul from death, my eyes from tears, my feet from stumbling. I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living. I believed even when I spoke, I am greatly afflicted. I said in my alarm, all mankind are liars. What shall I render to the Lord for all His benefits to me? I will lift up the cup of salvation and call on the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows to the Lord in the presence of all His people. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of His saints. O Lord, I am your servant. I am your servant, the son of your maidservant. You have loosed my bonds. I will offer to you the sacrifice of thanksgiving and call on the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows to the Lord in the presence of all His people, in the courts of the house of the Lord. In your midst, O Jerusalem, praise the Lord. What a beautiful psalm, beginning with beautiful words, I love the Lord. And so we do also. We are able to love the Lord because of the faith that He Himself has created in us. And it is that faith which gives us the comfort that our souls really crave. Peace, rest, joy, love. Even when we are afflicted with illnesses, troubles, and the terrors of sin. Our Lord, our living Lord God and Savior, is always with us and knows when we are suffering. He knows why we are suffering. He knows what we need. Because God is gracious and merciful, He does incline His ear to us, even before we ask. God acts first. Our tearful and heartfelt prayers for deliverance and preservation are heard by our loving God before we even pray them, giving respite to our souls from worries and despair. So we can pray as David did, Return, O my soul, to your rest. Our gracious God is always the one to act first and accepts our prayers as a faithful response to an omniscient God. Placing our trust in the Lord, knowing by faith that He hears the voice of His children and gives us what we need, is a great blessing to all believers. When we were children, we would go to our earthly fathers with our fears, our sorrows, our questions, our joy, and our happy hearts, because we trusted Him. And we knew we could count on Him to guide us and protect us. So it is with our Heavenly Father, as we pray at the start of the Lord's Prayer, Our Father, who art in heaven. We trust and believe that God loves us and will graciously deliver my soul from death, my eyes from tears, my feet from stumbling, so that we will not have to pay the eternal penalty of our sins ourselves. But trusting in God for full salvation, we are at peace, knowing that through Christ's work for us, we can enjoy the full benefit of that gift, which is everlasting life. Because God acted first, mercifully granting us forgiveness and life through our baptism and His Word, we are free to call on the name of the Lord, to pay our vows to Him in the company of others in the church, and to share the good news of salvation to those around us. For that is how we return our love to the Lord and render to Him songs of thanksgiving for all He has done for us. consider what an honor and privilege it would be to be asked by your boss or another important person to go and announce the happy news of the birth of their beautiful baby to the friends and family anxiously waiting for word of the blessed event so that all could know and share in the celebration. It would be a delight and a task we would not take lightly nor neglect doing. We are all simple people, great sinners in need of a Savior, and truly precious in the eyes of our Creator. What greater honor, privilege, and joy, then, it is to be given the task of sharing the great news of Jesus Christ, Son of God, Savior of all nations, to any and all who will listen, so that they too might be drawn by the Holy Spirit to hear and believe the great message of salvation, so that they too can find everlasting comfort, peace, and rest for their weary souls by God's grace through faith in Christ Jesus. Yes, indeed, let us all praise the Lord. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 13 and 14, Paul writes, "Since we have the same spirit of faith according to what has been written, 'I believed and so I spoke,' we also believe and so we also speak, knowing that he who raised the Lord Jesus will raise us also with Jesus and bring us with you into his presence." Let these words strengthen each one of us today in the same way. We pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your merciful kindness toward us in preserving us and delivering us from the snares of eternal death. Watch over and guide us so that we may always walk in the light of the truth of your word, trusting in you for all things. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you.
Songs of Hope with Denise Seaman will be back next week. Please write your comments, suggestions or requests to info@lutheranradio.co.uk. Check our program online and stay tuned for more.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.